B-Pod Studios.
Hour. Mike Missanelli said 3 o'clock hour, brought to us by Core Police Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. We'll talk to Keith Pompey covering the Eagles at 4 o'clock. See what's going on with Joel. Is he going to miss another game tonight?
Yeah, he's out tonight.
Out tonight. Where's he going to play?
My guess would be Friday.
But without a big man tonight, right? Who's the big man?
Well, Bold is now questionable. He got upgraded. And
he's got sinusitis.
Yeah, he's not out.
Sinusitis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had sinusitis?
I have it every year.
Yeah.
So he got sucked up.
Awful.
Yeah, but he should be playing.
He's questionable. I think he'll probably
take some
play.
Sudafed, right?
And then
you take this, it's called Guaifenesin or whatever it is. It's a big white pill. It's a prescription.
Oh.
For sinusitis.
Oh.
I'll get the name of it in a second. I thought it was quite weird that he was sinusitis and he couldn't play.
So he may play. And then it's, I hope he plays. And then Patton, sooner or later, he's going to have to play him. Coach has done everything he can to not play him. But with every other big man out, Patton's going to have to get a couple minutes.
Yeah, well, we'll see how he does. All right, let's go to John in Deptford. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How are you?
What's going on, John?
Good. I read an article earlier today saying Mike Trout was talking to Bryce Harper all throughout the process for signing with the Phillies. What's your take on that?
He mentioned the possibility of another high-profile free agent joining in a couple of years.
Yeah, because what's his contract up in 2 years, right?
2 years.
Yeah. Do you think we'll have enough money to actually, like, pay this
man? You got enough money to pay him. It's just a matter of whether... I don't think that Mike Trout will want to get the free agency. I think that his current team, he's the base of that whole team. I think they will come in with a bid which makes him the highest price player in the game. Why would he not sign that and wait 2 years so he can sign with the Phillies?
Yeah, I hear that, man. And you guys were talking about championships in the next 10 years.
Uh-huh.
My guess is I think we're going to have probably about three.
You like three in the next 10 years?
I like three. Uh-huh. I said the Phillies, if we get some more assets, we'll be a top contender. And
I think they got to win it by 2020.
Dude, don't get me wrong. I already bought my tickets, man. I'm there.
2020 is the year I think they can win it. I can't see any reason why they wouldn't win it in 2020.
Nah, you're definitely right, man. And the Sixers, we got something special. I'm just trying to see it work out. I mean, everybody's talking bad about Brett Brown. I mean, I like him as a coach.
Uh-huh.
I think he can do big things. I'm just trying to see the Celtics in the first round.
Yeah, they're not going to see the Celtics. Don't worry about it. They're going to finish third. They're going to play the Nets. They're going to play Toronto. They're going to miss the Celtics entirely.
All right, man. Thank you. Thanks
All right, brother.
On the air.
All right,
I want to shout out the Valley, too.
All right, shout out the Valley. Yo, Val, what's up?
Is that a neighborhood or a person?
Or a crew?
It could be this Valley crew. Valley crew.
That's like that Meatball Parm gang.
Meatball Parm gang.
Yeah,
we gotta snuff out all these crews on the program. You do that on somebody else's show.
We don't know what they're about.
Right. None of that. No more of that.
No crews
on the show.
What if they're affiliated with bad business?
And you say gang.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sounds sinister.
A lot of people are ripping me because I used the analogy of a junkie. I didn't really mean that literally. I was doing the kind of a wire thing. Tyrone knew what I was doing.
I knew exactly what you were doing.
The people that are ripping me didn't understand it was a wire reference.
The wire people. It all goes back.
Because I'm uncomfortably watching it again. Again, so just like Narcos. Remember I got into that thing where I was talking Spanish.
I remember that.
Right.
So now I'm watching the wire now, so it's all ingrained in me again.
It's the wire. So I'm taking, and plus people, let's not take it personally, if one of your family members or yourself we're not talking about you.
I certainly don't mean that. I was just doing a riff on the wire, and I apologize if I offended anybody. All right, two open lines, 610-620-975. Steel in Ocean City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steel.
Mike Miss, you did not offend me with the junkie connotation.
I'm sorry?
you did not offend me with the junky connotation.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to offend anyone.
No, you did not.
All right.
You did not.
All right, thank you.
All right, best to Natalie and Tyrone. Lovely day. Let's talk sports, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. As far as the ticket prices, I don't go much to the games. However, personally, you know, I don't really care if they raise them or lower them or they won't lower them, mm-hmm. but it's out of my control, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's in your control. You can choose not to buy.
Well, I don't go. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll go for the tailgate, but I just assume, you know, watch it on a big screen.
Wait a minute,
well,
you drive all the way to Lincoln Financial Field for the tailgate and you don't go to the game?
I'll go to McFadden's, I don't know, you know, or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
All the way from Ocean City, you go tailgating, that's
60 miles, Mike.
I understand, that's what I'm saying.
I got a Mercedes-Benz.
You go for the tailgate, that's it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, okay.
I got a Benz, you know, from Atlantic City.
Well, let me get it. What do you get out of just watching the game on TV outside the stadium?
Because personally, in the sight lines, unless hockey, if you're on the glass,
mm-hmm.
Citizens Bank Park is great.
Mm-hmm.
But Lincoln Financial, no.
Not good?
No, absolutely not. Hockey on the glass,
mm-hmm.
no doubt. My favorite. That was my question for you.
Yeah.
What's your favorite venue of the Big Four, press passes aside?
To go to a game?
Yes.
Sixers. Sixers, so, first.
Courtside, Mike?
Courtside, Sixers, or behind the basket, Sixers.
Okay.
It's a different game. When you see it at that level, and
right.
you see the physicality and the size
right.
and the quickness and the athleticism of these dudes, it's
yeah.
like completely different when you're sitting on the first, second, or third rows behind
yeah.
the basket.
Okay, I'll go with that. I actually thought mm-hmm. hockey, but yeah, Sixers, absolutely. I see basketball. I do.
Yeah, see, the court's a little smaller than a hockey rink. So if you're down at one end, you can still see what's going on at the other end. Hockey is like seems like remote.
Well, basketball, you can probably hear the profanity, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you hear the trash talking?
Yeah, that's a different venue.
The stuff I heard Derek Coleman say to officials on the bench once. Oh, my God, that dude.
You gonna bleep it?
You'll bleep it? He was relentless. He was relentless on the guy that used to push his hair back. Now I don't think he has hair. What the hell's that referee's name? Skinny guy used to put
Jaffe.
Not Jaffe. He's a buddy of mine. The littler guy with the. He's still an official.
A little bald guy, like
no,
Jeff,
he's got a little hair. He pushes it back a little bit. Kenny Maurer. Kenny Maurer. DC was relentless on Kenny Maurer.
Well, he probably deserved it.
Hey, yo, Maurer, you little greasy mother.
Going hard on the ref.
Oh, my God, he's relentless. Sit on the bench. Yo, Maurer, you greasy mother. And Maurer, like, look back at him and turn his head. Mike and Brumar, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Shout out to Brumar.
Yeah, go right ahead, man. Brumar,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, Brumar.
I'm a season ticket holder with the Flyers. I just want to. I just turned you guys on, and I heard that has it been announced that they're raising ticket prices?
Yes. The season ticket holders got their notices. We heard from a lot of them yesterday. Seat of 127, lower deck seat, has almost doubled.
So I talked, my parents have had season tickets for 50 years, and I just talked to Art, and I inherited these seats, and we're right on the glass.
That's the tickets that's going to go up.
Because they wouldn't admit it to me last week when I called because they released the invoice online
mm-hmm.
By mistake.
And yeah.
I think the reason, they're being raised like 20%, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't know what ticket you got, but there are a lot of tickets that we heard that were raised double. A $127 ticket was now like $250.
Oh, wow. Well, I have a conference call with the guy tomorrow for him to tell me.
Yeah, the average raise of all the tickets is 21%. Some were increased double.
Wow. Yeah, the crazy thing.
Well, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that as a Flyer fan?
I don't feel that good, and the reason I'll tell you, you know, I'll pay, and my parents have paid for 50 years to go to these games, so I'm invested, and I'm probably going to be one of those suckers that are going to be buying the tickets until the rest of my life. The problem is the problem that I have with them is the tickets down low a few years ago, they changed them. They added extra seats down low. So it's actually, when you're sitting close to the glass, it's like you're in the middle seat of an airplane.
Oh, I get it.
So why would you pay double and you sit in the middle row? And this is what I said to the guy when I called him last week. I said, listen, I want to think about moving back, because if you move back four rows, you're in one of the old seats where they're bigger.
Right.
So, you know, I'm willing to pay for them.
Well, good luck. Listen, are the Flyers worth a ticket increase now? That's basically what we're asking, because I know why they did it. They're trying to strike with a hot iron with this goaltender. But are they worth the increase now? Like, I can look at the Sixers and say, okay, they're a contender. They're going to be worth the increase. The Phillies, when they got Harper, they've got one of the best lineups in baseball. They're worth an increase. We don't mind paying for an increase that leads to some contention.
Yeah. No, I honestly, I don't think yet. So I know,
so you would have held off at least for a year.
I would have, because I think they're clearing enough cap space this year that they can make a big move and then next year raise the ticket prices. I'm down there for a lot of games. I go to a lot of these games with my son now, and there's not a lot of people there. So I don't know, you know, unless there's a lot of people that own season tickets that just don't go and they really don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they all own season tickets. I mean, the season ticket base is still pretty substantial. And they're, the people have been coming a lot more with Carter Hart. Now, he's not playing now, so maybe they're staying away. But when he first came up and those couple weeks he was playing, there was a noticeable full house.
Well, the last 20 games since they've been playing well, I mean, they're the hottest team in the NHL right now. They've been packing them in to a certain extent.
Yeah, they are. Now, if they make the playoffs, the sting of the tickets isn't going to be as much. And that's what they're counting on. So they hit you right at the right spot. Carter Hart, playoff run. You're feeling good about your team now. They couldn't have done that a couple of months ago. Feel good about your team now? Boom, let's tap into that. Now, maybe people go for it, maybe they don't. But I don't think it's a stupid marketing strategy.
No, I know personally a guy whose tickets are going up 27%. They had went up 21% the previous 3 years. So in 4 years, his tickets went up 48%. Mm-hmm. And he's pretty upset about it, because when was the last time they were out of the first round of the playoffs? And this year, I don't know if making the playoffs would be enough. They may have to win a round to take. There's noticeable on Reddit and different places, because there was no official press release. There's no story about it. So this is all happening like organically, just from fans complaining. Mm-hmm. I think the Flyers, if they don't make the playoffs and don't have a little success, if they lose in five like they did to Pittsburgh last year, there's going to be some backlash. And Flyers tend not to get a lot of backlash. Mm-hmm. This is different. It feels different because this is happening completely organically. Nobody wrote a big write-up in the paper about it. This all came from just fans saying, what the heck's going on? Did you see this? Did you see this? What's going on here? Mm-hmm. We don't deserve this. And that's what's should. I hope that the Flyers are listening to their season ticket base and not just saying, oh, they'll pay. Like you said, there is a point where you alienate people when you're not giving them value for their dollar. And I don't know if they're giving them value just off a goalie alone. They haven't made any of those free agent moves yet. They haven't made those moves.
True.
They're not. And they've been exciting lately. But as a whole, this hasn't been an exciting season.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you miss something if you miss a Flyers game? No. I don't know if we're there yet. And that's what's just, it just troubles me, especially for people with kids. It's just, I feel bad for them.
How much do you think the courtside seats are at Sixers games these days? Courtside seats, they're different prices. So there's 146 courtside seats. Some are on the court side. Some are behind the basket. I assume the basket tickets are less than the courtside tickets.
Yeah.
And
then at the Wells Fargo Center, the courtside seats that are along the court side are $16.40 per seat.
$16.40?
Yes.
Okay, you get food service with that and drink.
Yes, and you get the lounge at halftime a little bit. I believe the Sixers behind the basket tickets are $8.10.
And you get some service for, in some of those
some
seats
service.
As well,
I don't believe the second rounders, the second row gets free.
No,
service.
Just that front row. They
just
put
the front
they
row.
Put something on the seat to let
exactly
you know you're
right.
good, you're they, good,
you
you're
get,
good.
If you're in the second and third row, you get the prices.
Yeah. Here you go.
The
yeah.
first row get the free food.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, at the Oracle.
Oh, it's got to be way more.
In Golden State Warrior land, $3,000. Courtside tickets.
And you have to have two. Per. You can't have one.
Yeah, now I
you
don't,
gotta have two.
Right, now I don't know how much the Lakers are, but they gotta be comparable to that.
Oracle, I think,
and,
is the highest.
But Knicks.
Knicks are super high. Still, because the building sells itself.
Right.
You, people go to the Garden, even though the team stinks.
So, there you go. I mean, if you want the product, that's what you're paying.
If you have the Warriors' success, charge me $3,000. But mix in a couple of them titles. Don't just give me hope.
But would you buy a $3,000 ticket?
If I could afford it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would if I could afford it.
Suppose
but I mean,
you're Tyrone now. $3,000 ticket. You want to sit courtside. Would you pay $3,000?
Hell no. I didn't.
No?
You know how much money, how many paychecks that? No.
I don't even know if I had the money, if I could bring myself to pay $3,000 for
well,
a ticket.
You're big now, though. You ring the bell. You got the Sixers outside. You got to be seen.
Listen, Mike.
You gotta maybe tap in, maybe one game go for $3,000.
This is where I'm at.
So you get some TV
this
time.
This is where I'm at.
Oh, that's Tyrone Johnson. And zoom off will point you. That's Tyrone Johnson, host of our Sixers Outsider Show.
Yeah, how honest do you want me to be, Mike?
Sitting next to Meek Mill.
Right. You want me to be honest, Mike? It's embarrassing sometimes when people want to take pictures with me. Because I'm like, I don't know why you want to take a picture with me. You're the one with the money. Why you want to take a picture with me? You're the one making the money. Why you want to take a picture with me?
Who's the dude with Tyrone Johnson? Oh, that's Meek Mill. Oh.
Well, yeah. Man, you know what? If I can get a 40% off, no, even then. I mean, I can't, no. My max for one ticket right now, my max, if I really, really thought about it, would be 300.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, though. Hey, I don't know if you've heard this, though, because I really would like to know this if anybody knows. Maybe Booney knows this. At the Lakers game was Celebrity Row. You saw it was AI. You saw Magic. You saw Robert Kraft. You saw that other dude. It was a rich guy. We didn't know who he was. He was a young kid.
You ended up reaching out on Instagram.
Right.
Now,
so these are all season tickets. Now, how much do the Sixers pay those dudes not to go to the game so they can have seats for the celebs? Do they pay them more than $3,000 to give up the seat just because it's worth the goodwill?
My guess is they say next year when you go to re-up, rather than buy 41, here's 40. If you do it twice, you only got to pay for 39, but we'll give you 41. So you get 6,000, whatever that. That's what my guess you they would say on your re-up, because they're not going to give you any money back. On your re-up, we'll discount you. That's what my guess that the offer is. And enough people say, all right. Or they say, we'll also put you up in a suite. We'll put you in the luxury suite that for that game instead of. And usually people go, all right. That's what my guess is, because they're not going to give anybody anything back. Come on.
Yo, man, re-up late. Re-up. Tell String. Matt Downingtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Matt?
Nothing, buddy. So you were talking earlier a little bit about video games, golf. You ever played Golden Tee Golf?
With the ball? The video machine?
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. That was my wheelhouse back in the day.
Golden Tee Golf. Yeah, I was going to say that's the greatest golf game ever.
Yeah,
right
it was
there.
Good. Okay. Pretty good one.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, my Sixers point, well, not really a point, just kind of a couple questions and a little bit of worry about tonight's game. I see the spread is only, Sixers 3.5, so it seems low. But
Orlando line, I'm even calling Orlando outright tonight.
Really?
Outright. Nice. That line is screaming at me. 3.5.
Yeah, I know. That's scaring me, too. I don't understand it, but
it's scaring me.
Yeah, well, you know, and then I heard Tyrone saying about Bolden, if whether he's going to play, and then, you know, hopefully that's going to happen, you know. But if he doesn't, then I'll be honest with you, I don't even know this Patton guy that Tyrone.
Well, I think Jonah Bolden will play, but he'll be out of the game with foul trouble within 7 minutes. Yeah, that's the way it rolls with this guy.
Right.
But he'll play.
Okay.
Yeah, you can play with sinusitis, man. Come on. I know what sinusitis is, man. I get it all the time. You get a headache, you get blocked down. And it's annoying, but you can play with it.
All right. Well, hopefully he does, Mike. Yeah. All right. I don't like your pick, though, about the Orlando, but I'll
you know me. The lines speak heavy to me. Tyrone, when you told me that line, what did I say?
No, you said it's Orlando line. It's the
Orlando
first
line. I can't understand it.
Yeah, and I think part of the reason why Embiid's out is a back-to-back. Do you play him on the first end of a back-to-back? Because you probably wouldn't play him the second end of the back-to-back. So that's why they play the Bulls tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a split's here's the problem that the Sixers have, where I know we all are going to get continuity. Boston's really struggling, and they're still a couple games clear of Boston, mm-hmm. and they're still going to catch the Pacers, and they play them on Sunday. So no matter what happens, you beat them on Sunday, you end up with the 3 seed, and they know that. So I know we want to see it all start to come together, but they're playing a long game, and they figure if they get the 3, and they're still a couple games clear of Boston. But tonight's line is troubling.
3.5. It went down from 4.5.
It's troubling.
Vucevic usually kills them, so I guess they're figuring with no center, Vucevic's going to have his way, as Mark Zumoff would say.
Yeah, but they still don't have a point guard. You should be able to beat this team. They did beat the Warriors two games ago,
though. I'm scared of this game. 610-632-0975. One line, you can have it right here, 97.5, the Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
329, well, 330. Just turned 330. And that's the half hour. And that means we have to get an update on our Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
Over 2,100 votes on this so far. If you had to estimate, how much money do you invest in Philadelphia sports, games, tickets, and concessions over the course of a year? 47% saying 0 to 500, 30% say 500 to 1,000, 19% 1,000 to 5,000, and 4% $5,000 or more.
All right. It's very costly. And again, what I'm saying is we don't mind the cost as a consumer if the team is a contender. Like, you're not hearing anybody bitch and moan about the impending ticket price increase for the Phillies. And it will happen. I mean, they raised the rate before they signed Harper, right? So next year, you'll probably get another ticket increase. There's no question. But we take that lightly because the Phillies went out and they did something for us. So we can't turn around and bitch and go, it's going to cost us now. Well, you squawked for a winner. We gave you a winner. And that's going to come at a cost because we're going to have to raise a couple dollars. We got to keep our profit margin there. You know, we're not going to get in it to lose money. So I'm okay with that. But for renovations, you know, you buy a big scoreboard, you pass that on. Come on. I don't need that, do I?
No.
New car for the Fanatic. You know, whatever.
A new RV.
Yeah. You know, they upgraded his car or whatever.
Yeah, you can't pass that on to the people.
No. It's Fanatic Mobile.
Yeah, the people of the Galapagos should have to write a check for that.
Right, the Galapagos friends.
Yeah, they should have to write.
Maybe if we're not giving shout outs, the Galapagos is a gang. Remember, they're the Galapagos gang.
Well, then they need to go.
I don't know.
Then go get the money however you got to get it, but you pay for the Fanatic stuff, not
right.
And why can't. You know, they do the naming rights and all that stuff. You couldn't get this board. There's got to be somebody who's making the board. It's going to be a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You can't work out some corporate deal to where you don't have to pass that on to people. There should be a corporate way to do a deal. You have this big TV, everything brought to you by whoever made the TV.
Right. Like a
LG.
Bar. Like a bar would have the Budweiser sign, but the name of the bar right below it.
Right.
Like the neon.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like the New Wave Tavern.
Right. Like, pass that on. And the board is badly needed because all the other new stadiums mm-hmm. have it. So I get it. But I'm uncomfortable paying for it ahead of time. How mm-hmm. about you put it in, find out exactly how much it costs, and then calculate your increase. Doing it ahead of time, I don't know. It feels wrong to me.
I agree. By the way, for Jonah Bolden, I don't know if he's used that bottle. I use that bottle every now and then. You ever do that bottle? That squirt bottle?
Oh, yeah.
That thing works.
It does. Also,
I see these commercials. You ever see these commercials? They have that machine. Like, like a tank. Like, it's the same thing as the bottle. You need a tank.
Well, the neti pot works well, too.
The neti pot is inferior to this because this is a thrust bottle.
It forces it up there.
It's a bottle you put in it with a little saline solution, shake it up, and it's got a nozzle on it. You put it in one nostril, and you lean over, and you squeeze, and it shoots a jet stream in there, and it comes out the other nostril, clearing out your sinuses.
All the goo.
Whatever goo you have.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just precautionary.
Right.
You don't have any goo at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you get a little moisture going with the saline. It cleans it out nice.
I'm sure Jonah Bolden has
I don't know. He's not from here originally. This might be a little bit different.
You may have never heard of the bottle.
Right. They might do different things overseas. You know, he's not from here originally. Mm-hmm. He went to UCLA, went right back overseas.
Well, someone should tell him that he needs to irrigate his sinuses so he can play.
If he plays tonight, he found the bottle. If he doesn't, no one told him.
There you go. Jeff, and plus, you don't even have to measure. Like, it comes with the pre-measured saline packets. It's full.
They do all the work for you.
You just put it in there. It's all saline you need. Shake it up a little.
Come on, Jonah.
Boom. You're supposed to use distilled water, though.
Yeah, because if there's amoebas in the regular water.
Yeah, I don't use the distilled water. It's too much of a pain.
You have to boil it.
I use warm water.
No, Mike, that's not good. You could get a brain-eating amoeba.
No, it's not.
Yes, he could.
Yeah, I mean, but you're drinking that same water.
It's not going into your brain directly like this
it's
is.
It's been working so far, so I'm okay. I haven't gotten sick of sinuses.
No brain-eating amoebas?
No. The amoebas are in there. They're playing poker. But they're not bothering me. Jeff in Philadelphia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Jeff?
So I wanted to ask you a couple of questions real fast. One, how do you feel that the lack of salary cap in baseball, do you find that to be a good thing or a bad thing? Do you think other sports should adopt that policy? And one other thing is, do you feel like the StubHub and these other corporations who have corporatized basically scalping and buying a bunch of tickets that seat value and then reselling them at ridiculous prices has also jacked prices up in the stadiums?
I'm not really sure about that part of it. I don't know how much they can buy, frankly. I think there's a restriction on these companies on what they're buying. I know there's a lot of ticket brokers out there, and they're all in it to get their tickets, and they all have their people buy a lot of tickets. I'm not really sure how that works. That would be a great investigative story, like a journalism story. But as far as the salary cap in other sports, they'll never happen. The NBA was survived by the salary cap. When they put that salary cap in there, it was to survive the league. And those leagues know that without a salary cap, they would perish. Major League Baseball's revenues are way through the roof. So their union is never going to vote for a salary cap.
Gotcha. And I think we've proven as Philadelphia fans as well that we will pay when it comes. I'm a regular middle-of-the-road guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I will splurge every year, you know, and get as good a seat as I can afford. And I think we've proven that as fans that when you win and you bring us championships, we're going to do that. As far as your scoreboard and things like that, those are things that you're doing to get the fans that aren't buying tickets to come in. But we're not going to be responsible for that. You bring winners to this town and championships, we're going to pay everything we got. We'll give our grandmother's kidney to get in there to see a World Series or a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that's the mentality here. But I want to answer the question regarding the Flyers. Their ticket increase, do you think it was appropriate now or should they have waited?
Well, I think it was ballsy, if I could say so, to do it now. I think that they may have been a little premature
because mm-hmm.
you want to show the fans what they're paying for. We knew when Ryan Howard got that contract, we were paying for stuff he had already done. We got the World Series, and we understood it, the end of that contract. But here, we don't see what we want, which is the championship. We want the wins.
Yeah.
Then we'll
But here's the question I'll ask Flyer fans. Do Flyer fans see an exciting future right now? Because if they do, that was measured by the marketing department. They're taking mental inventory, if not physical inventory, on their fans and how they feel right now about the future of the team. And if it's a positive future of the team, if it's an exciting future, that's how they justify the ticket increase. If they think it's an exciting future, they will pay now. Joe, Mequan. What's up, Joe?
Mikey Miss.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
Good.
You know, I've always been a positive guy.
Uh-huh.
But I am going to try to channel the Sicilian ancestry today and try to earn that miserable label from you today. Because what the Flyers have done is larceny. They are, Ed Schroeder is dead. They are owned by one of the three most despised companies in this country. And, you know, if they rape people, as soon as you hook up that cable, for the rest of your life. This price increase is preposterous.
Price increases are never preposterous because they're a way of life.
I disagree with you. If you're more expensive,
but you know, when have
$500 or $750 or $1,000 to take your family to the game plus parking.
Listen, Joe, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I'm on your side. But yeah. When have you ever seen a non-ticket increase price?
After the last strike, Ed Schroeder got up and said, we will roll back prices because our fans have been damaged, our brand has been damaged, and our team has been damaged. It's obvious that Ed Schroeder is in the grave now, and Comcast is running the show.
Yeah, but look at now. They strike only when they can. They have a marketable player now, so that's when they're striking.
We hope so. Who knows?
The kid is 20 years old. They're taking a chance that he's a marketable player rather than wait for him not to be a marketable player. It's a risk-reward situation for the Flyers.
Well, then I am the miserable thing today or what?
I mean, you're breaking up a little bit. I just got an email from a guy. He says, I have three seats on the glass in the corner near the goal. $1,000 a game? Those tickets cost $1,000 a game? It can't possibly cost $1,000 a game.
I don't know. I don't know enough about that lower bowl. Every time I sit, I'm sitting in those club suites. I do know some people that go to the Flyers.
Are those tickets $1,000?
I think that they might be.
They might be.
I was going
it's
to a game
cheap.
Last year. No,
first row on a glass is $1,000 ticket.
It's not cheap, man. Hockey's expensive.
Yeah, I was going to a game last year, and I was in the ticket vestibule, and these kids came in, and they were like, "We'll take the cheapest tickets that you have." And I think the cheapest tickets available were $75-$80, and the kids were like, "You don't have anything cheaper than that?" And they were like, "No," and the kids had to leave. They couldn't even go to the game. They didn't have anything lower than that.
Well, those things are upstairs, probably.
Yeah.
The cheapest.
I never conceived that they were $1,000 on the glass.
I could have. Yeah, that would make sense, though.
Well, it's comparative to what the Sixers are charging for courtside.
And historically, the Flyers have been more expensive per seat.
All right, Jim in Williamstown. You're on 97.5. Hold on, Jim. We got up against a break. We'll take you next. We got Rich, Mark, Austin, Ed, everybody. You got one open line at 610-620-975. It is the Mike Misnelli Show live on 97.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
By the Fanatic and NBC Sports, Philadelphia. 3:46, Mike Misnelli Show. 97.5, The Fanatic. We'll talk to Keith Pompey at 4. Sal Powell coming on today at 5:10 with some thoughts of the NFL Combine and who the Eagles may be targeting. And also, they made a couple moves. And Tim Jernigan. They allow him to be a free agent. So there was one savings. I don't know if they'll look to re-sign him at a lower price, but we'll find out from Sal Powell some details. Nat, I found it's called the Neil Med Sinus Rinse.
Okay.
10:39 at Tarjay.
Okay. What is it? Neil Med?
Neil Med. N-E-I-L Med.
Did you get my email about the brain eating amoeba?
No, I didn't. I'll look at that a little later. Now it's 10:39. You can buy this Nouveau Navage nasal irrigation system, which is $119.95.
Oh wow!
Go with the bottle; it's just as good. Jim in Williamstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim,
hi Mike.
What's up, Jim?
You got me.
Gotcha.
Congratulations on your show.
Well, thank you.
I watch you every day, but mostly because it's
There's nothing else on that I don't want to watch. I don't know whether that's a compliment.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot. That makes me feel fantastic. You really know how to throw compliments out there, big boy.
I'm sorry, but anyway.
Jesus, God, Jim.
No, I'm excited about our teams. I'm not much of a hockey fan.
Now we're going to come at you. We're coming at you after that. But go ahead.
The Phillies, we need more pitching because back in '80, that was a great offensive team. But if it wasn't for Brad Lidge, they wouldn't have made the playoffs. He had a perfect year.
Yes, he did.
So he should be in the Phillies Hall of Fame at least, or the Wall of Fame, or whatever it's called. But
isn't Brad Lidge on the Wall of Fame?
I
know they brought him back and honored him. I don't know.
I don't remember whether they put him on the wall or not.
Yeah.
But, that was, like I said, it was a great offensive team.
Mm-hmm.
You really had two pitchers. You had Hamels and you had Lidge.
Jamie Moyer had a great year. Ryan Madsen had a great year. Durbin and J.C. Romero, before they got to Madsen in the seventh inning, they all connected very well.
Well, no, you're right. Yeah, Jamie, I forgot about Jamie Moore.
Yeah,
right?
16 wins that year.
Throwing 80 miles an hour, and they couldn't figure him out.
Right.
But that was great. But this year, I'm excited. But like I said, I think we need more pitching, or at least some kind of a closer or something to go, who's going to be the closer?
They've got two guys out there that they can use as closers, Robinson and Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Okay. Well, Sir Anthony, he was okay last year.
Yeah, he is a year older, so maybe he can handle a little more. If not, Robertson's a veteran guy who's closed in the past, so I think they're fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And, I'm excited about the Sixers and
the Eagles. Brad Lidge is not on the Wall of Fame, by the way.
No. Oh, he's not.
He's not.
Well, I think he should be. But anyway, the Sixers, I'm excited about. If Embiid can stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But
listen, man, thanks for watching the show, even though nothing else is on. we really appreciate that left-handed slap in the face compliment.
Never care for that town he lives in.
Williamstown?
You don't
like Williamstown?
Nope.
What do you have against Williamstown?
Never been.
I know we used to play them in different sports in Little League, and as we got on, I never really rocked with that town. Williamstown. There is good. Chris from Williamstown's the only exception.
Chris from Williamstown?
Yeah, he's good. But everybody else, Williamstown, thumbs down.
All right. I think my man could figure out a better way to give a compliment. That's all I'm saying.
If he doesn't know now, he's never going to know.
We have feelings, too.
I mean, come on, buddy. I got to walk around the rest of the day hurt like this?
That's right. We get hurt. Austin, Villanova. Austin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike, what did I tell you on Friday about James Ennis and Jonathan Simmons?
Yeah, you weren't high on them.
I said they're spastic, smaller versions of Jonah Bolden. And then what happened on Saturday? Jonathan Simmons was exactly that. He had four fouls in the first 7 minutes he played.
Yeah, well, listen, man, we gotta wait it out. Playoff time, they gotta fill some roles. Austin has a podcast. I was a guest on Austin's podcast on Friday. Dude, you're doing a good job there, brother.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
What state capital does not have a McDonald's?
I know that answer. Montpelier, Vermont.
That's correct.
That is correct.
They use it on Wednesday.
And why don't they have a McDonald's?
Because apparently it's their economy. They don't like to have chains. They like to have family-run businesses.
There you go. It's indigenous to Vermont and their liberalism.
Exactly. Exactly right. Exactly right. And tonight they're going to get a win.
You like the Sixers to win tonight?
Yeah. I mean, they got Vucevic. They don't have a point guard. And we got how many?
Austin, listen. You're a youngster. You don't understand when the line's talking sometimes. The line is talking tonight on the side of Orlando.
I'm telling you. I'll call you back tomorrow.
I hope they win. I'm going to sit there and root for the Eagles to win. I'm the Sixers to win. I'm just looking at a line. It's goofy. Home game for the Sixers. Orlando stinks. It's only 3.5. And they're screaming for you to take Orlando in this game. For the people who understand what the line is screaming about.
Right, that's why if you're a Sixers fan, you just lay off this game.
Yes. Ed in West Conshohocken, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Hi.
Hello, Ed.
How are you today?
Good.
Mike.
Yes.
My name is Ed Colchin, and for 2 years, I was the doubles partner of John Middleton at Philadelphia Country Club.
Oh, in what? Tennis?
In tennis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the history of the Colchin Middleton families predates World War II, and this isn't the venue to go into details. Suffice it to say that John's dad Herb and his wife Fran were among our best friends.
Uh huh.
He was a superb athlete.
Yeah, he was a wrestler, wasn't he?
He was what?
He was a wrestler.
Among other things,
okay.
Yes. He was a wrestler. He was a good tennis player. He was a good football player, actually.
Uh-huh.
With his speed, he could run down any ball. And with his controlled power, he could take out anyone.
Wow, there you go.
We won our share of matches.
You were playing on those grass courts over there, were you?
No, they were what they call Antuka.
Okay.
Yeah. And some of our matches, we won against better opposition.
And we,
like sports is, we lost to lesser athletes.
All right.
Days.
Yeah.
And
what is your point here, Ed?
Well, my point here is that I wanted to give a feel for John Middleton and the kind of person he was.
Uh-huh.
I told him, John, you're no longer a kid. Stop calling me Mr. Colchin.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'll try to remember Mr. Colchin.
All right there, Ed. We appreciate that. Call John Middleton, who a good tennis player, Tyrone.
Was he?
Well, apparently.
It was a nice story.
Philly Country Club.
Nice story.
Yeah. 610, what did I screw something up? Line one? I put it out.
Yeah.
I punched that?
Yeah.
I fat-fingered it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. On the other side, Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer. We'll talk some Sixers talk. In the meantime, you can get in 610-632-0975. Mike Missanelli Show. It's live on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.